With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. President Trump late Thursday tweeted that the newly released memos written by former FBI Director James Comey show clearly no collusion with Russia in 2016 and no obstruction into the investigation. James Comey's memos, quote, just out, show clearly there was no collusion or obstruction. Also, he leaked classified information. Wow, will the witch hunt continue? Question mark. Trump tweeted, the memos which were written by Comey about his interaction with the president prove that the FBI director never felt obstructed, according to GOP lawmakers. Many Democrats claim that that Trump tried to hold up the FBI's investigation into alleged collusion leading up to the 2016 election. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte, Oversight Committee, and Trey Gowdy, House Intelligence Committee, said in a joint statement that the memos show the president made clear he wanted allegations of collusion and coordination and conspiracy investigated. The memos also made clear the cloud the President Trump wanted lifted was not the Russian interference in the 2016 election cloud, rather the salacious, unsubstantiated allegations related to personal conduct leveled in the dossier. The Justice Department's internal watchdog has sent a criminal referral for fired FBI official Andrew McCabe to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, Fox News has confirmed. The move follows a recent DOJ Inspector General report found that McCabe leaked a self-serving story to the press and later lied about it to then-Director James Comey and federal investigators, prompting Attorney General Jeff Sessions to fire him on March 16th. The Washington Post reported earlier that the IG referred the finding that McCabe misled investigators some time ago to the top federal prosecutor in Washington, D.C., as to whether he should be charged. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And more news at TheBingeThinker.com.